92.5 FM. Now, the whole 10 yards. Gators, Seminoles, Hurricanes, and a recap of the biggest games in college football. Brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville. With your hosts, Clayton, Adrian, Matt, and Wally.
The whole 10 yards, Stinson XL 92.5 FM, Clayton Tinkle, Wally Elligan.
What up?
How's the headphones? Good?
They're good now that I can actually hear.
Okay. Adrian Wade.
We in cheer.
Matt Ziegler.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you for...
You didn't like that one?
No. Okay. No, you gotta work harder.
Cheer!
Gator fans, in the words of Will Muschamp...
Get a grip.
Get a grip.
Yeah, you stink.
Don't ever tell me to get a grip, Will Muschamp. Don't ever.
We might have some fun with this today.
I have something for you, Will.
Uh-oh. You want to drop the bomb now?
No. Not now. SEC wrap-up time.
Okay. I can deal with that. Florida loses. Is that a surprise?
No.
But it was a closer game than I thought.
It's because South Carolina's overrated.
Yep.
But UCF won.
Yes, they did.
Did you see that catch?
That was
the catch of the year.
You know when you play a lot of Madden or NCAA football, and there's times where your guy clearly overthrew his man, and you see the receiver running towards the ball, and you're like, nah, he's not going to get it. That's how I – like, as
yeah,
I saw the replay of
no
it, I'm like, no, there's no way, he's getting this. There's no way it's a clear overthrow, but –
Yeah,
man,
I thought they
is...
were showing me to show how great of an attempt he made.
Yeah.
Or something like
that's
that.
That's what I thought,
like,
too.
Good effort, buddy.
Yeah, but – one-handed to tie the game in the back of the end zone. I don't know. That's just crazy focus.
NFL good, too.
Bortles.
Yeah.
The scouts saw.
No, I meant like NFL. The catch was NFL good.
Oh, well,
two,
I mean,
two
throw
feet.
Is,
well,
the,
I mean, yeah, you can give Bortles some credit, too.
Yeah.
He stood in there.
But yeah, nobody did get 2 feet
yeah,
in.
2 feet in an elbow.
Yeah.
Which is that Canada good?
One butt cheek.
I'm not sure if that counts for anything, but in your case. Adrian and I had a what do you want to call it,
torture session?
A torture session.
Torture session.
That
Dear
sounds,
man.
Let's not call
yeah,
it that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Hey,
false.
Now.
We went up to UNF yesterday and played some basketball to get the old man back in shape, the old man being A. And we played a little two out of three, 21 game. And Adrian won the first one.
Yeah.
I won the second one. A little bit easier than he won the first one. I found some energy. And then the last game was tied at 19 for like 10 minutes.
I had to dig deep.
Adrian had dug deep, and he hit a what is it?
Baby
it,
hook.
A baby hook that went in.
Can you dunk?
No, I can't grip the ball.
No?
I have small female hands.
No.
I blame my mother.
No.
That's unfortunate.
He can get up to the rim, though. I can't.
I figured that.
I
can get, like, the second notch in the net. I'm not a dunker. I'm not a high flyer.
Well, for – it's good.
I'm more of a John Stockton type.
Yeah. For days.
Minus the skill.
He was taking me to the rack with finger rolls all day.
Yeah?
Using the glass.
That's what he does.
Yeah. He's so fundamentally sound.
That pivot foot, man. He kills it.
Adrian and I played horse for like 7 games of horse.
Yeah.
Made some crazy shots. It was pretty fun. Anywho.
How about that Auburn game too, man?
We're going to get a visit from one of our good friends, well, two of our good friends, because I'm assuming Wayne is on somewhere today.
I'm hoping he's awake or he's conscious somewhere.
I think he's been on hold since the game ended last night. He's just waiting.
Wayne went to Las Vegas last night. He just hopped a flight and
Wayne,
left.
If you're listening, whenever you're ready.
And on SportsCenter, they showed the where the pass would have landed had the two Georgia defenders not knocked the ball. And that receiver overran that route by like a good 3 yards.
Three yards.
Yeah. Like
Georgia doesn't touch the ball. The game's over.
That ball lands behind the receiver and he doesn't know the ball's been thrown yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
and he almost dropped the tip too.
Yeah.
You can see he didn't even know it was there. It literally fell into his hands.
Dear Georgia fans, his name is Josh Harvey Clemens. He wears number 25 and he lives in the Walker dorms on campus.
Wow, did you just put him on blast?
Well, I don't know if there are really Walker dorms. I kind of made that up.
I was going to say, oh my gosh.
For Herschel Walker, right? Yeah, Herschel Walker should get his own dorm.
I figured they'd have dorms for him there.
I was like, you did not just put this guy's information out
there.
Grab
your pitchfork.
Oh my goodness. This guy's car's going to end up missing.
Yeah. He's going to end up missing.
Yeah, that too.
Knock it down.
Are you trying to ruin this cat's day?
It was not a good day. Well, it was a good day for half of the state of Florida yesterday. We mentioned Florida losing, Florida State winning, UCF winning, and Miami just loses flat out. Gets
Duke.
By Duke.
They got Duke.
Duke. What is the most points Miami's ever allowed to Duke? Was it yesterday?
45 yesterday, right?
I need a statistician. That's got to be.
Let's get Stat Boy on it.
It's got to be close.
You didn't hire us for that.
That's got to be up there with how many the most points Duke's ever scored.
Oh.
Period.
Shots fired.
They put up 55 earlier this year.
Did they?
Yeah, against Pitt. I think they lost.
Cutcliffe, man. There's a reason why Peyton Manning goes to him for all of his quarterbacking needs.
Exactly.
He knows what he's doing. Yeah, this is a different Duke team. I mean, I picked them to win in our pick'em, to be fair.
Speaking of pick'em.
I think I did well.
You did do well.
I had a feeling.
Adrian did not do so well.
What?
Clayton did was average. And,
well, the Georgia game made me average.
And myself, I don't want to talk about it yet.
Well, didn't I done told you about Stanford.
You did tell me about Stanford.
I done told you what I say. What did I tell the family? What did I tell you? I told you. And what did I say? Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
They're fake.
I was pretty excited about that Stanford.
Me too, man. That interception that Hogan threw on the USC, like, 10-yard line, it's beautiful. How did he? Why did he throw that ball? Telegraph that slant pass. Ooh, I love it. I love it. Think you're so smart, Stanford.
Stare him down.
As a side note, if Ed Orgeron does not get this job, I don't know what's going to happen. That's not going
to
be fair.
And a few weeks ago, they were talking about looking for
a replacement. We still got a road trip to do, guys. Don't give anything away.
Okay.
Oh, you're just killing the mood, man. What's going
on? That's what I'm here for.
Stop.
This is supposed to be Bass Muschamp time, right?
It was, but I've kind of come off that because we're having great conversations.
Or how about Orgeron gets the Florida job?
Ooh.
I wouldn't take
Orgeron's not coming back to the SEC with his 28% win percentage. That's probably why he won't get the
Is that an actual stat, or did you make that up, too?
No, I saw that this morning.
Okay.
According to sources, you know.
Sources tell me.
My own personal stat boy back here, yeah.
Chris Broussard.
28%?
Yeah.
That's terrible. How many years was he in the SEC?
Just pick a number.
Three?
3 years, all right. 3 years is not a good percentage.
Wow, that was terrible.
If you have any thoughts on some of the college football games on the insanity that happened last night, give us a call, 641-1010.
Yeah, this is call in and tell us how much you hate or love your team time.
I picture Ron Zook somewhere in a Lazy Boy, just like, ain't so easy, is it? With, like, with a gin on the rocks. Just like,
a bag of jerky.
Yeah. Talking about done told you. I done told you.
Fireplace lit, everything, well, instead of smoker's jacket.
Yeah.
It's been a path for Florida coaches to go to the Big Ten. Ron Zook went to Illinois. Urban Meyer, of course, to Ohio State. Is Muschamp going to go to the Big Ten now?
Muschamp's not going to find a job.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what school in the Big Ten would want him.
As a head coach, at least. He'll be a coordinator.
Pat, don't bash Pat Fitzgerald.
It's not his fault. But, man, they've got some bad luck this year.
Northwestern's
got some of that Georgia luck.
Yeah. We'll talk about that crazy field goal thing at the end of the machine.
Yeah,
I don't even know what it was.
That was weird.
Talk about a hurry up.
I was literally getting ready to cry, and then I see everything unfold.
And that kicker isn't the slimmest of people.
Brendan Gibbons? No, he's not.
Brendan Gibbons?
So the fact that
That's me kicking out there.
Well, he just got his jolly body really quickly, like ready to kick in 3 seconds. I was like, well, this guy's about to have a heart attack. Hold on a second. this guy in through the nose, out through the mouth. Or, no, it's out through the...
Can we go through the NCAA's list of like fat kickers?
Fat kickers.
Brendan Gibbons, and
Graham Gano.
Brendan Gibbons.
Graham Gano.
Graham Gano had
that's old
Graham
school.
Graham Gano had the like keg when he was kicking.
And Janikowski was big, but then when he got to the NFL and made that first round money, then he started steakums every night.
Yeah,
steakums
every night. Every night.
Let's put on some pounds, man.
Give him crab legs.
If Gibbons gets an NFL gig, I don't want to know.
No.
I mean, the kid can kick.
He's got cankles, man. I don't know.
Yeah, that's got to be tough on
his
joints.
Are we allowed to like bash student athletes like this?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to call in.
It's like bullying, right?
No, it's not like bullying. These are facts.
I feel like I play for the Dolphins
facts
right
only.
Now.
Well, after winning the game yesterday, I'm sure he got invited to a bunch of parties. So
Jonathan Martin was there last night on the sideline.
Yeah, I seen that.
Was he there, really?
Yeah. And one of his Dolphins teammates,
oh,
I'm
really?
Not sure who, tweeted out, OMG...
Jonathan Martin's
WTF,
here?
But
yeah, he was there.
Lengthy.
He looked like he was having a great time too. He was all smiles.
Yeah. No, nobody talked. But looking over his shoulder for incognito the whole time. Like, is he coming?
Incognito's up in the top with his binoculars.
Sending him texts.
That whole situation is so weird, man.
I see you. Shut that mouth.
Wow.
Shut that mouth.
Adam Gilhausen on Twitter at Gator FANN. Muschamp can go back to Texas or be defensive coordinator for Georgia. He's been great for UGA the past 3 years.
That's a good one. Hey, we'll take him at Texas.
Adam, we appreciate your first time listening live, as you just informed us.
Cool.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. And
but on the real, though, Greg Robinson can't be replaced by Will Muschamp. I'd take that. Well, Muschamp's not going to want to be a defensive coordinator after the season, but
right.
I would gladly.
We'll get
take
to
him.
The Texas game.
He knows what he's doing.
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Case McCoy. Case of the bad McCoy.
Yeah.
That's what the issue was.
We also have another check in on Twitter at SADELVR. Do we know who that is?
Oh, that lover.
Yeah. No.
It sounds like Fat Lover.
Oh, well, just go with it. It's one of my boys from the Bull City Brigade.
Okay, BCB. I see that. I just didn't know his name. Did whiny Georgia fan call in yet, or did he jump off that bridge? He's probably on the bridge right
now. About to call.
And I'm sure he's going to call now.
I got to tell you right now, man, I love these dogs, man. I love them. My daddy loved them. His daddy loved them. And I just tore my heart out.
You sound like it, man. You got a quiver in your voice.
I don't know how you can take those men in the locker room, these men who have bled on that field, and look in their eyes and their hearts. And you know, Rick, this ain't good enough for them, man. We are never going to take the next step with Rick. We got to get rid of Rick. We got to get rid of him, and we got to get rid of him now.
Let me ask you a question. The replacement is who? Who are you going to replace him?
We got to get rid of him, man.
Well, who are you going to replace him with? Give us a name.
I don't know who we can replace him with. I'm a whole season, Sean.
Oh, I love that. When he gets pressed again for... Who's going to be the coach? I don't know, man. Get off my back.
Can I just say that the sad violin was a nice touch?
That was
very subtle. I loved it.
Shout out to Scott, our producer, for that nice touch.
I think Scott actually played the violin. I think he actually recorded it.
He's in the background playing the violin the whole time.
Yeah, that was well done.
Drinking wine, eating cheese.
Everything.
I want to go to Scott's party.
Yeah, me too. He plays the violin live there, too, while he serves you dinner.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I cook now?
Pause.
Scott does.
Pause.
So Mark Richt definitely doesn't lose his job, right?
No, he's not.
I'm just making sure. I preface the question with doesn't lose his job.
No, because the difference is they're injured, and they're just as competitive as they were before they're injured.
True.
Florida wasn't competitive before they were injured.
Nope.
So, I mean, there's a total difference there.
I don't know who's following up Murray next season, but they can't afford to have that type of year next year.
They're going to have a terrible season next
year. I'll say, yeah, Murray's
We have a caller. Callers are always good here on the whole 10 yards. Josh, you're live.
Gentlemen, it's Joshua Jackson. How you guys doing this
morning? JJ! Hey!
What's going on, fellas? How's everything?
Everything's good, man.
Hey, man. Just wanted to talk about a couple of the games from yesterday. Put some observations and everything out there. First of all, Alabama looked mortal yesterday. Yes, they won the game, but Mississippi State had a bunch of chances in the fourth quarter to win that game. Miami losing to Duke in football
with the money Miami has.
Absolutely crazy to think that Florida State and Duke will be playing in the ACC championship game is just mind-boggling in football. And three, and I think the most important one from yesterday, if Ed Orgeron does not get the USC job, I think something's wrong. I think Pat
that's
Hayden,
what I'm saying. I agree with you.
Yep, I agree 100%.
Yeah, man, I think Pat Hayden would be an idiot if he didn't give Ed Orgeron that job. Those guys are playing outside of their minds right now, and I saw the game last night. I think he more than deserves that job.
I agree with you 100% on that, man.
I think it comes down to if Pat Hayden's going to play the campus card or if he's going to play the corporation card. Because if he plays the campus card, he go ahead and hires Coach O. If he goes corporation style, USC, big money, he's going to look for a big name.
He starts going to Chris Peterson at Boise State, starts going to TCU.
If Coach O isn't a big name right now for that USC program, though, who is?
Yeah.
Kevin
Sumlin.
I don't care. You've got your players
Kevin Sumlin's
behind
not
you.
Leaving. He's not going to leave Texas A&M to go to USC.
Yeah, I would. Johnny Manziel's gone. Who's he going to have next year?
He'll jump to the NFL.
Well, they would throw him a lot of dollar signs. That'd be the...
Josh mentioned Alabama struggling against Mississippi State. I tweeted this out last night. Mississippi State was a 5-loss team coming into that game yesterday. Syracuse was a 4-loss team coming into that shellacking that Florida State gave them yesterday. Give me a ballot, please. I don't care if it's the SEC. I don't care if you played in a stadium with a bunch of cowbells.
But it's the SEC.
It's the SEC.
No.
I need more cowbell.
Yeah. Florida State looked great, and Alabama looks lackluster.
I think that had more to do, though, with – isn't the head coach of Mississippi State was the defensive coordinator for Alabama
before? I don't care.
It's one of those things.
That's how you want to sell it to yourself.
Josh, you got anything else for us, bud?
I mean, as long as
that's about it this morning, man. It's a great day of college football yesterday. Looking forward to an even better week next week. I think the Iron Bowl in a couple weeks is going to be just must-see TV. I can't wait to see that game, and it should be a fun week. You guys have a great show, man. I'll talk
you
to you
too,
soon.
Josh. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling in, bud.
Josh, the PA announcer for the Jacksonville Sharks, and now the UNF Ospreys.
Josh had a busy day yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he was tweeting out that he was like changing in his car and stuff.
All over town. I'm on
Come
the
on,
side
man.
Of town.
I don't need that.
Butt naked in the back seat. The Hardee's parking lot.
Well,
back seat windows up.
Whoa.
Luckily, I don't think our listeners get that reference.
Somebody did.
He was just changing.
Someone
That's
is laughing in their
saying.
Car right now.
You better have the windows up when the when you're changing the back seat of your car, right?
Yeah, the weather was really nice.
You want the
yesterday.
Windows open when you're changing the back seat of your
windows
car?
Windows up.
Oh, yes. You want them up.
Thank you.
You said you wanted them open. I'm like,
up
what?
Up tinted, please.
Yeah. Please.
I'm not like trying to see change. Josh changing. Like, Josh, I love you and everything, but
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the Seminoles.
Well, I kind of said it for him.
There's nothing to say.
There's not much to say.
Nothing.
They're just handling business, and again, we'll get to that in the ACC wrap-up because... Whoa, my chair just fell. I feel really sure.
You all right?
I think so.
Is A.J. McCarron still on anyone else's Heisman list?
No.
Anyone?
Yeah.
He
anyone?
Plays football?
He'll go to New York.
Two touchdowns, two picks.
Aaron Murray
173 yards or something like
A.J.
that.
A.J. McCarron.
Yeah.
187, two picks yesterday.
A.J. McCarron or Aaron Murray?
Aaron Murray.
For
Aaron
what?
Aaron Murray.
For everything?
Everything.
For the Walter Camp?
For consideration, I guess.
For the Davey O'Brien?
For quarterback.
I would take Aaron Murray.
What? Yeah. Say it again.
I would take Aaron Murray.
Thank you.
Over A.J. McCarron? Yeah. But A.J. McCarron, I think it'll
you can
A.J.
see
McCarron,
how
Aaron Murray,
how much that pained Wally to say.
It did pain me because I like part of me likes Aaron Murray. The other part of me is like...
He's a Gator. He's a Georgia Bulldog.
It's not even a Bulldog thing. It's just a... like I said...
He's short.
It's draft prospect stuff. That's
Aaron
what
Murray
it is.
Does more with less.
You're right.
Right.
That is true.
It's much more.
Anyway. He's the Tom Brady of college.
Stop. You get out of here.
Just the more... with less things.
Just doesn't have his Belichick.
Yeah.
That's all he needs. Rick is not his Belichick.
Anyways, CS Squared 1709, Chase Carl checking in. Coach of the year, is it Ed Orgeron or Gus Malzahn?
Gus Malzahn.
I think it might be Ed.
I think it might be Cutcliffe.
You realize
Ooh.
How
Cutcliffe, yeah.
That's a good one. That's not
you
bad
realize
either.
How bad Auburn was last year, though?
That's true.
Bad.
Honestly, I think Auburn's just having a season like Florida had last year. I still have not bought into them.
See, I disagree,
because they're talented. There's a difference. They're not getting lucky bounces and winning close games and stuff. Well, I mean, they're winning close games, but it's because they're executing. It's not because the other team isn't executing.
They're not executing the forward pass that well.
Well, I mean, when you don't have to, you don't have to. Like,
yeah, but once someone shuts down that run game.
They're not going to know what to stop, though. There's going to be...
Watch, Alabama's going to handle them.
Well, we thought about it about Mississippi State,
I
too.
I think so, too.
Alabama's going to handle
I them. Disagree, man.
I hope they don't.
They're ready for it.
Alabama's going to handle them.
All right. Keep making that.
Define
then who would they play in the SEC title game?
Who?
Alabama. If they are to defeat Auburn in the
Probably Missouri,
Iron Bowl.
Unless they choke.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is
also,
I mean, possible.
Also
Missouri.
Game.
Sorry, Megan.
Yeah, sorry, Megan. I don't think you're listening, but sorry anyway.
If you are.
Speaking of SEC title games and all that good stuff, Baylor looked phenomenal yesterday after they got it into gear.
I'll say it took a little while for them to start it up.
Yeah.
Now we got it. Here
what?
We go.
What but, was that?
That was,
that
without,
was a very broken down
that
bar.
Was without,
Yikes.
Without C-Strunk, though, so
yeah,
take
yeah.
that for what it's worth.
Oh,
their receiver, Norwood, went off three touchdowns, unless he got more that I don't know about. When I went to bed, he had three. A kickoff return and then two receiving. Or punt return, I'm sorry. But the BCS right now, it's Alabama, Florida State, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's third?
Baylor.
Ohio State.
It needs to be Baylor.
Baylor, Oregon, who?
Can I get Baylor, Florida State, please, for the national title?
Oh, that would be great.
Nah. Got to be. Bama, you want to beat the best.
I'm moving Baylor ahead of
I'm
Ohio
not
State.
Saying anything, because anytime I pull for a team or anything, somebody dies.
Yeah, don't give
so,
them the kiss yeah. of death.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not even going to say I like Baylor. I don't like Baylor. I want them to lose every game.
If
Stop
the
that.
Big 12 had a title game and Baylor were to win out, I would even, personally, if I had a vote, I would put them above Florida State.
Ooh.
You're wilding.
Me.
Yeah.
That's just me.
As far as resume goes,
look at
yes.
resume,
but look at
scoring.
The eye test. Are they better than Florida State?
Well, they don't get as much exposure as Florida State.
But
so that's just, saying, so the
I'm
national,
saying from
the
what
media
you watch and what you see.
A lot more Florida State than a Baylor.
Just take one game. Pick a Florida State game, whatever game you want.
Against Miami.
And take a Baylor game.
Let's take
Oklahoma's
yesterday.
Their best game.
Oh, well, Oklahoma, yeah.
Who looked better? Don't.
Gonna have to say Baylor.
Oh, my God. No, are you crazy?
Looked a little better. I think it's just because Jameis Winston's such a media-savvy guy. And
what was the final score of that Florida State-Miami game again?
41-14.
What was the final score of the Oklahoma-Baylor game?
I don't know. What was the score at halftime of the Florida State-Miami game?
Does it
So they were.
We play 30 minutes of football instead of an hour.
I'm just saying, in the first half,
60 minutes of football.
They were close against a team in the first half that ended up getting blown out by Duke.
Man, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, man.
I'm just saying, in terms of schedule, the ACC is a joke compared to the Big 12. Well, they're both jokes compared to the SEC. But if
I'll give you the schedule thing, but just eye test is what I'm talking about.
70 points three times this season, and against opponents that. And I'm telling you,
Florida State has
are you telling me what I see with my eyes, or are you letting me tell you what I see with my eyes?
I'm saying your eyes are wrong. Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, I'm supposed to be the blind
one. And
yet
no glasses, no contacts.
Yeah. Oh, you shut your face.
I can see very well.
All right.
And I see into the future.
Okay, Matt.
And I see Baylor jumping Florida State.
They're not going to jump Florida State.
No, that's just crazy.
Take it back.
Just crazy talk.
But that's what, if they had a Big 12 title game, that's what I would.
No.
Absolutely.
Like, who, aside from Baylor right now, who it left in the Big 12 is still a top 10 team?
Texas Tech, done. Oklahoma State.
Maybe. Borderline.
Oklahoma State's good.
I give Oklahoma State that. And then Oklahoma, had they not lost to whoever.
Baylor. But they did.
So what about Florida State? Give me some of their good wins. Clemson.
All of them?
They're all good ones because they killed everyone. And Baylor did, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, to me, the eye test.
They beat Maryland 63-0 when Maryland was a top 25 team, and a lot of people were hyping on Maryland earlier this year.
And the same thing goes with Miami, the way they ended up blowing them out in the second half. But that's what I'm saying.
Who bought into Miami, though?
They're beating teams.
I didn't.
A lot of people. Are you kidding me? That's why that game was the 8 o'clock ABC.
Did anybody in this room buy into Miami?
I thought they were pretty good.
No, I thought they were all right.
Well, then losing Duke Johnson, too, had a factor in. And that's all I have to say about that.
Road trip next year on the Holton Yards, 10 XL, 92.5 FM.
Shotgun. Doctor.
When you're.
The whole 10 yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, 10 XL, 92.5 FM. Clayton Tingle, Adrian Wade.
I was singing the song.
Oh, Matt Ziegler.
I still believe in Baylor.
Wally Oligan.
Love me some Queen of the Stone Age.
Okay, good input from everybody, I guess.
You're welcome.
You guys know what time it is?
Road trip.
For the ride. Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway. Wow. Right into the car solo.
And we're going to go to the Big 12 because Matt's stuck on him right now.
Let's do it.
Kansas with a win yesterday in the Big 12 over West Virginia.
They snapped the 27-game conference losing streak yesterday.
That's a good stat. 27?
27 games. My gosh.
So you what? You play 8 conference games a year in the Big 12?
Yeah.
So 8, 16, that's like 3 years?
Pretty much since Charlie Weiss got there.
That's true.
They've been busy playing basketball.
So all three people that were in West Virginia watching this game are upset.
Virginia used to be so good, man. What happened to them?
Pat White left. Steve Slayton left.
Noel Devine.
Who was Geno Smith left? Yes,
all those fast and athletic guys left.
Yeah.
Receiver, Rams.
Tavon Austin.
There you go. Dude, I forgot his
Tavon.
Name.
Oh,
and they had
God.
Stedman Bailey, who should have won the bullet.
I think
last
Andrew Wiggins was playing quarterback for Kansas yesterday.
Must have been.
See, this is where my relegation ideas comes into play. No. Kansas would not be playing in the Big 12.
Stop. They're the Big 12 for a reason.
Matt agrees with me.
Well, if there's any team that deserves to be relegated, it's Kansas.
That's true. But we're not relegating anyone because it's the dumbest idea ever.
You're going to get on board with this one day, I'm telling you.
Kansas State beats TCU.
You cursed them.
Wow.
You cursed TCU. You, sir, you did this to them.
At least you know you're a wizard. you know now you have
when
powers.
When I fill out a job application.
You're a wizard.
Any special skills? Yes. Magic.
Gryffindor!
That plays for Gryffindor.
The TCU struggle is real.
All too real.
They went from a preseason conference favorite to 4-7 overall.
And two and six in the Big 12.
I hate preseason polls, man.
Dead.
Well, the thing is, I don't get it because the talent is there. It really is. The talent's there, and they just... I hate this for Gary Patterson. I really do, because he's a lot better coach than this. And I think when TCU lost that first one to LSU, because it was close and they had a chance, I think that just deflated. They were like, dang.
Well, this is their first or second year in the Big 12 now? believe it's her second.
Yeah.
So this is going to be tough with recruiting and whatnot, having a year like this. And
yeah,
still
Gary Patterson, I think Gary Patterson will get his kids to rebound. I hope he does anyway.
For his sake.
For his sake, yeah.
You killed a team, King.
Can we not talk about it?
No. This must be discussed.
Ben and Georgia.
You should answer for your behaviors.
The cops come into the studio. Oh, gosh.
The crying Georgia fans, you come after me.
It's your fault, too.
It's my fault.
Yeah, you cursed Georgia, too.
Come at me, bro.
Man.
Oklahoma beats Iowa State 48-10. They rebound after losing to Baylor. The shellacking that Baylor gave them. 5-2 in the Big 12, 8-2 overall. They should stay around the 18 range in the rankings this week. Maybe jump up a little bit.
How long will Bob Stoops be at Oklahoma?
Forever.
I don't know. He'll two-year lull, and then he comes back and wins the Big 12.
As long as Oklahoma fans and Oklahoma boosters are okay with being 9-3 or 10-2 every year,
yeah,
he'll be there
say,
forever.
One 500 season or losing season, he's gone.
Think so?
Yeah.
Keep collecting those.
He hasn't won the big one. That's why. He only won, one national championship?
Yeah, against FSU.
It's like, right. I'm not
and
against,
then he went against Florida and lost, yeah.
I'm not against getting rid of the guy, but I'm just like, man, 8-2, you know, it's like 10-2. Like every,
Oklahoma's,
that's a pattern of consistency, yeah. Which is great, but it's like, come
Oklahoma's always that team. There's always hype in the regular season. I don't even look at them for national title contention anymore because they're going to have one or two losses to teams they shouldn't lose to. I mean, and Baylor, again, is hot this year and beat them, but they shouldn't have lost to Texas.
No.
Not by that much, anyway.
They shouldn't have lost to Texas. Said well.
Speaking of Texas.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, 38-13. Yeah. They were up 28-10 at half, and Texas only mustered three more points. Greg Robinson's defense didn't look too solid yesterday, but Oklahoma State's offense is pretty good.
Case McCoy, with 28 seconds left in the first half, all you got to do is try to get us into field goal range or just kneel it. Don't throw a pick six. Don't throw a pick. Oh, there he goes. He just threw a pick six. Okay. No. Good. I mean, it's the one thing I asked you not to do. Thank you, Scott.
Well, to make you feel better, so this is only the first time that Case McCoy's thrown three picks in a game.
Yeah, but he'll taper it up with like one touchdown, two interceptions, but also two like rushing fumbles.
Like it wasn't to make you feel better. I was just kind of throwing a stat out there.
I mean, Mack Brown ran well. I don't know. We just missed opportunities. One of the Oklahoma State touchdowns was in the corner of the end zone. Should have been picked off. The Texas corner had it in his hand.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, didn't.
It's just one of those things, man. But. Yeah, can't make excuses. I mean, Mack Brown, the coach, came out after the game and said, you know, got to keep these guys focused. You know, this isn't the end of our season. You know, we still have a chance to win the Big 12.
Is Mack Brown still on the hot seat?
I don't think so. I think it cooled off considerably with that win streak we just had. I think if we start off slow next year, done.
Dunskies.
Dunskies. Absolutely.
I hate that Dunskies word.
I love it.
It's the worst word ever.
You don't have to use it.
They're putting a new clause in his contract. About losing.
Yeah.
We'll have Dunskies in it?
Probably.
Yeah. It'll be like...
If you lose a game, you're Dunskies.
And the penalty for losing two games next season, ... Dunskies. And he's going to be like, what does this mean? Give me my reading glasses.
We talked about this a little bit before. Baylor 63-34 over Texas Tech. Texas Tech came to play in the first quarter.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. The first half of the first quarter. And then Baylor decided...
It's like me saying about the first half. They played well in the first quarter.
Even half of the first quarter.
Yeah, they were
right
there, just a sliver of the game.
I was getting scared for Baylor because I hyped them up and I thought my curse was coming into play. And then they shook it off. They shook the Clayton curse off, which was great.
I think RG3 was listening to the game and was like, no.
I can't live.
He's a wizard.
This cannot
too.
Stand.
I must dispel.
But
Bryce Petty, Heisman.
Why not?
He's not getting any love, man, by the national media.
And he is killing it.
He's in the top five in a lot of national.
He's in my top two.
Next week, if they roll Oklahoma State, he's going to get a lot of love. You'll hear a different tune on SportsCenter.
You know what's scary about Baylor is the fact that they put up 675 yards of offense last week, but they're so balanced.
Yeah.
335 yards through the air, 340 on the ground.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of these Big 12 offenses in the past. Geno Smith the last couple of years. There were a lot of air game and sweeps and stuff. If Baylor wants to, they can line up the ball and run it at you.
That's what they want
to
do.
Yeah. Yeah, they would much rather prefer to give the ball to C-Strunk, and he was out yesterday. But Baylor, like you said, they're balanced. It's not just an air raid like
Texas Tech
has been, and how they have
success.
Because
you'll lose that way.
Right. Because somebody will shut you down. And It reminds me, I hate to say it reminds me of Oregon, because Oregon can be balanced as well because they pass and run the ball mm-hmm. well. But Oregon's running is outside.
Yeah.
Baylor wants to go at you.
Yeah, they're going north and south.
Right. Which is, it's impressive. And that Oklahoma State game next Saturday is going to be fun.
We're talking about coaching carousel earlier. Art Briles.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that.
See, I don't think he leaves.
Didn't he
I
just hope get he a doesn't. 10-year extension or something?
Yeah, it was a big extension. I don't know how much it was, but it was a big one.
He got a decade extension.
Okay.
You'll be coached too. Your kids are in school.
Yeah.
But yeah, that big game next Saturday is going to be fun. Party at my house. You guys want to come watch it.
Okay. Was
listeners, you're invited.
Wait, I was going to say, I was like, that's an invite to the listeners too?
Yeah, bring it.
Uh-oh.
If you come, you get a t-shirt.
Do I, like, for me too?
You already got a t-shirt. Shut up.
I could use another.
Yeah, man.
On to the Pac-12. I do need to do laundry. Brett Hundley, UCLA. Sorry, out of my butt. UCLA 41-31 over Washington on Friday night game. Linebacker Miles Jack with 4 touchdowns. Brett Hundley, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, there's not much.
Miles Jack is probably one of the best stories of the past 2 weeks.
He's one of the best stories all year, because before the past 2 weeks, if for anybody who watched the UCLA games, he's a monster. He's a freshman. He might be the best freshman in the country, pound for pound, position for position. He's just, I mean, two positions now. Yeah. But he's great. He's a great linebacker, and he's not a bad running
back.
He's
not a bad running back, rushing for 4 touchdowns. Guess who was the last UCLA running back to rush for 4 touchdowns?
Give it to me.
MJD?
Jonathan Franklin.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
He's the only one I can think of.
Well, that's the only UCLA running back I can think of.
Back when he was Maurice
Jonathan
Drew.
Jonathan Franklin.
Maurice Drew.
Yeah, right. Skip Hicks.
Why?
Who?
UCLA moved to 8-2, 5-2 in the Pac.
What?
I love that sound effect. That's my favorite. I'm trying to find the Pac-12 standings, but they're not pulling up. Work with me, ESPN. Work
Pac-12
with me.
Pac-12 standings. Don't wish to show you.
Found them.
You're killing our website.
Your show's too good.
Yeah. Arizona State leads the South in the Pac-12. UCLA is 5-2. Do they still have Arizona? They still have Arizona State in their schedule, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so technically UCLA controls their own destiny.
UCLA and Oregon.
Yeah, I called UCLA or UCLA Stanford at the beginning of the year. I'd be completely fine with UCLA Oregon.
It's going to be Arizona State and Oregon, man. I've told you this.
I hope UCLA beats Arizona State and they make it to the Rose Bowl. So one of my predictions this year can be right.
Nah.
All they got to do is win the Pac-12.
We can't let you have that.
Oh, come on.
Nope. I refuse.
I said, I think I said Ohio State, UCLA in the Rose Bowl. I think that's what I said. Yeah, I so. Anyway.
Just cast a spell on any team you don't want to be there.
Yeah, right.
Leave Baylor out of this.
I lost my scores. What's next in the Pac-12, guys?
Arizona State 30-17 over Oregon State.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Arizona State again.
With their quarterback Kelly throwing 2 picks, no touchdowns. So I'm surprised they were able to win without really dominating through the air.
Right, which is what they've done all year. Arizona State controls their own destiny as well, which is I'm trying to find that showdown that.
Oregon State has fallen off, man. They're 6-4 now.
They're like Texas Tech and Miami. They just fell apart.
Three consecutive losses, yeah.
Colorado 41-24 over California. California's 1-10.
Yeah.
Hey, Colorado got a win though. It's the first time they were favored in a conference game since joining the Pac-12.
Really?
And they actually won. They were a 9-point favorite.
Oh. Well, they're 1-0 when they're favorites. That's 100%.
There it is. Colorado. Cal would also be a team that gets relegated.
Cordell Stewart.
Yes.
Cordell Stewart must have been there on the sideline.
Oregon 44-21 over Utah. Utah's 1-6 in the Pac-12. Their only win against Stanford. Weird. And Oregon 9-1, 6-1 in the Pac-12. Their only loss to Stanford. They're like, come on, Stanford and Utah. Get it together.
City of Compton.
Wrap it, Matt.
Oh, I can't now. Not after Adrian killed it last week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, the UCLA Arizona State showdown is this week.
Oh, nice. That'd be a nice pick'em game.
Yeah.
Wally.
Wink, wink.
Hey, listen, I've got the games already picked.
So Arizona State, UCLA, and Baylor, Oklahoma State this weekend. Some pretty big games away from the South.
Yeah.
That some nation. that you guys should keep your eye on.
Is that what you're high, just, that was that the point? Away from the South?
Yeah, like, watch other football games.
You got something to
do. There are other conferences other than the SEC and ACC, which I've been trying to tell some people forever.
USC 20-17 over Stanford. Baby Bama loses.
I love it.
Good.
Eat it up.
Priceless.
Don't good me.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, syllables. I like that better.
Syllables. Yeah. Want some syllables out of you.
Fantastic.
Okay,
extraordinary.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He went there.
All right.
And to everybody's favorite conference, the Big Ten. Who doesn't love the Big Ten? Raise your hand.
The legends and leaders of yesteryear.
The music for Big Ten should just be silence. Just a very vanilla, and then Michigan won.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Big Ten football, hot dogs, no condiments.
Nope.
Hamburgers without cheese.
What?
Can I get that new cheese, please?
These are metaphors, right?
These are metaphors.
Okay, I was lost.
Can I get a Diet Coke for that?
Can I get some chicken nuggets with no nugget?
Can I get a Diet Shasta?
Shasta. Can I get a tab, please?
Surgical.
Can I get some RC Cola in this piece?
Yeah.
I'd like a turkey sandwich, but just turkey and bread.
That's actually what I asked for. When I get my Pub Subs.
Pub Subs? Man, you gotta step your game up, man.
Step my game up?
Yo, chicken tender sub, mac and cheese.
You have nothing on the Big Ten, do you, Clay?
Die.
What's up?
There's no news in the Big Ten, is
there? There's none.
Michigan played football a little bit.
I take it back. There should be crickets.
Could you, like, shut up and give us some money?
I'm really just concerned with the standings in the Big Ten, really. Minnesota is second in the Legends division.
Which is why the yesteryear has fallen.
Don't forget, you have to add the yesteryear.
Yesteryear.
Yeah.
Please.
Michigan State 6-0 in conference. They're headed for a showdown with Ohio State, who's 6-0 in conference as well. Purdue and Northwestern both winless in conference.
Do you think Michigan State's defense can stop? I'm not going to say Braxton Miller because he's highly overrated, but Carlos Hyde?
I think so. I really do. Because Michigan State's, one of the strengths of that defense is the front four. The linebacking core is the weakest part, but that's not to say anything because they're part of that front four.
Way Carlos Hyde has been playing,
I agree. That's going to be fun. That's going to be, if you like physical football, that's going
to
be
you like
to
10-7 football. Big Ten.
That's what it's going to be.
We talked about him hopefully being a Heisman finalist. Just to get a running back in there.
Right.
I think a few weeks ago we talked about that.
I think he would have had to do it all year though.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. But
Michigan State a big win yesterday over Nebraska. That was really the only thing standing in their way of Indianapolis. Indianapolis. I was thinking Chicago for some reason. Indianapolis in the Big Ten title game, 41-28 over Nebraska. Ohio State rolls Illinois 60-35 in, what do you want to call that?
Oh, I thought you were looking
for
the location.
I was coming up with a clever name. I got you. Wisconsin 51-3 over Indiana.
Nothing clever in the Big Ten.
And Michigan wins a game.
No one cares.
I'm a fat kicker, and I'm just, I'm getting to the line.
Big applause. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, go back and watch Drew Dilio slide into the holding position to hold the field goal for Brendan Givens at the last second of the game.
Oh, gosh, I got to kick this ball. Cool. Oh, man, thank gosh, overtime.
Are you done?
Does he have, like, sleep apnea? What is that?
I'm just saying, he needs an oxygen mask.
That's wow. That's how heavy people talk.
I don't talk like that.
I'm not saying you're heavy.
Yeah, you're not heavy.
I am heavy.
How about that?
Fat jokes for days kicker? Here on the whole 10 yards.
Man. Oh, that's going to give me some hate, man.
FM. And the ACC wrap-up next.
Damn.
This is The Whole 10 Yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The Whole 10 Yards, 1010XL, 92.5 FM, and I said ACC wrap-up before break, but we're doing SEC wrap-up because we do what we want. Sound good?
Because you're a liar.
Okay, cool.
Gold jacket,
I'm okay with
green
that.
Jacket.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, shit.
We got some tweets to read because we had some pretty...
Some tweets? Yes? Go on.
Why is everybody's O face for?
There is no O face. Keep going, Clayton.
What O face are you talking about?
Okay. Keep going.
Someone sponsor our show. Matt's dying over there in the corner. Oh. He's gone.
Oh, man.
That was... That was some good timing, Jeff. That was some good.
All right. At SADELVR again comes in.
Sad lover.
All right.
Sad lover. Let's go with it.
MJD versus Miles Jack. Who you got in Oklahoma Drill and have Vault on the Rocks?
I'm taking Miles Jack.
Miles Jack and who?
MJD.
In the Oklahoma Drill.
Right now?
Yeah.
Miles Jack.
Miles Jack can do both.
Yeah. Miles Jack can jack him up.
Reese Jones Drew can't move very well anymore.
He'll jack Mojo all up.
And my
have
man
him looking
Tyler
like
Fenwick
Flojo out there.
At TY _ Fenwick. Baylor is like the result of a one-night stand between Oregon and Alabama.
Oof.
That's
passionate.
Is a really good analogy.
Tyler is he's the real deal.
Touche, Tyler. Touche. I'm going to use that.
He's part of the East Side Perspective team.
That's right.
For those of you who were wondering.
I'm like half part of that.
No, you're not really.
I'm like a quarter.
I took you off the staff page.
Yeah.
You're not even there anymore.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Wow.
I wrote like one baseball article.
Hurtful.
I said the A's would make the playoffs, though.
You got that
right.
A's
right.
SEC wrap up, Wayne, if you're listening, I'm waiting.
And I know you are.
641-1010. And anybody else for that matter who wants to call, go for it.
I just really want to hear about the Slippery Rock score.
And,
that's me, too.
And sponsor our show.
And sponsor our show, please. Anyway, SEC wrap up. Which game do you want to start off with?
I will let you pick, kind sir.
I don't want to go with the best two games.
We always start with the worst.
Fine, let's go Kentucky Vanderbilt.
Well, Vanderbilt. One of these teams is Kentucky, and the other one beat Florida.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
God, it's getting mean.
This is hurtful, man.
You need to get a grip, all right?
My bad.
Get a grip.
Vanderbilt 22-6 over Kentucky after a win against Florida. So that's good, right?
Kentucky also one of those teams that gets relegated.
Ole Miss 51-21 over Troy. They didn't play an SEC game. Good job, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is solid year this year, though.
Yep.
Good for them.
Doesn't Ole Miss play Missouri still?
Do they?
Year coming up?
Yeah, Missouri has Ole Miss and Texas A&M left.
Ole Miss about to win that game.
You think so?
Yeah.
What were you trying to say? Did you get tongue tied over there?
It's at home.
You're about to slip up again. That's what he's about to
Whatever I'm about to say, can't say it.
We'll jump into
Mines.
We'll jump into Auburn, Georgia, because Wayne is on the line. First of all, though, if you guys didn't catch the end of the Georgia-Auburn game, 4th-and-18 for Auburn with about 50 seconds left. Nick Marshall drops back, and this happens.
There's the snap. Marshall back, looking in the pocket. Going to go deep down the field, and that ball will be, oh, my God, tipped and caught. Touchdown, Auburn. Holy smokes, I don't believe it.
And that was, of course, from the Georgia contingent radio side that was not very happy.
Yeah, didn't really say it was a catch until the end. He's like, and it's a, oh my God.
So technically, we don't even know what happened.
Yeah,
I'm going to puke. Voice dropped and everything.
Yeah, like,
so
not again.
We bring in, I feel like, Auburn's mascot this year.
Has to be.
Wayne, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. I'm still catching my breath. Woo! War Eagle!
War Eagle!
Oh, my goodness. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm calling from Vegas.
We knew it! We said it! We totally said it!
Okay. Oh, my goodness. One thing, give a hats off to Georgia and their quarterback. Is it Murray?
Aaron Murray, yep.
Yes. Oh, he is a quarterback. Now on that Hail Mary pass, you gotta tell the defenders you do not tip the ball, you swap the ball down.
Or just don't touch it.
Yeah. Just let it hit you in the chest.
Right. Yeah. That also. And I talked to Coach Gus last night and he told me, son, he says, get on the bus, Gus. We're going to the Iron Bowl.
So Jacksonville has a Gus bus, and Auburn has a Gus bus.
Oh, I don't know what I said.
Auburn's Gus bus is probably more full.
So, yeah, and better.
Yeah, a little bit of sad news for y'all. I hate to tell you this, but the score yesterday, Bloomsburg 42, Slippery Rock 38.
No. My day is ruined.
That's terrible.
My heart's broken.
Well, what is Slippery Rock's mascot? Are they the Rocks? Or is it Slippery Rocks?
Slippery Rock.
Right. What's their mascot, though?
A raging river.
I feel like I should know this.
It's rot with green algae on it.
So some moss. So some moss. Sweet.
The only thing it could possibly be.
I feel like...
I'm just guessing on that. I don't know. I'll have to find out before next weekend, all right?
All right. All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. You enjoy Vegas out there, buddy.
Gentlemen, a great show. Y'all keep it up.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
And the great, right. The cool thing about Wayne is after every win Auburn's had this year, he's always very respectful to the opponent and is like, you know, the other team gave us all they could, gave credit to Aaron Murray, who did play really well, just... Man, and it's so funny, too, seeing those Georgia coaches fall down.
Aaron Murray got rocked he did get on that last play.
Yeah,
he got rocked a few times in that game.
That last play was bad, though.
As a side note, listeners, the reason I laughed so hard when he said it was in Vegas is because in our pre-show meeting, we were talking about Wayne, like, hoping when
literally
he was calling.
Said it.
And we literally said, I was like, oh, he's probably in Vegas or something like that. So
he dropped everything and caught a flight.
Anyway, found out the Slippery Rock mascot.
His name is Rocky.
Rocky the Lion.
So the lion. That's what I was. Okay. I was trying to figure out the animal.
Rocky, the pride of the rock.
Do lions have really good?
A lot of rocks going on there.
I mean, if it's a slippery rock, I know lions or cats. They don't like water, so they must have good traction on their.
No, we're done. Alabama.
Maybe the lion
20
slips on a banana peel before every game.
Whoa,
whoa, Rocky!
And the team runs out on the field. That would be pretty cool. In my world.
Alabama 20-7 over Mississippi State.
They struggled against Mississippi
State. The struggle bus was in Tuscaloosa.
AJ McCarron for Heisman, 2 interceptions. Yeah, but he still won the game.
He's a winner.
Yeah, I don't like AJ McCarron. I never have.
187 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Yeah. Average.
I don't want to pick an argument with you because I won last week. So.
You did.
What are we arguing?
We're not.
Oh.
Yeah, again, I said this earlier, but Alabama struggles with a 5-loss team coming into the week, and then Florida State rolls a 4-loss team, and Syracuse coming into the week.
I remember 2 years ago when the game was at Mississippi State, Alabama had a tough time with them.
I don't care. Mississippi State was good then.
I'll just keep it to myself.
That was the Vic Ballard, the good Mississippi State team.
Yeah.
This Mississippi State team has 1 win in the SEC. But it's the SEC, though. Yeah, whatever.
Alabama just picks who they want to beat badly and who they want to make think that it's a close game.
We're done. Stop.
I'm just saying that they choose.
Quit supporting Alabama.
I can't help it.
South Carolina 19-14 over the 3-5 in the SEC Florida Gators.
Oh. See, I think if Alabama played Florida, they'd let them think it's close. They'd let it be like 14-3 at half. And then in the second half, we all know what happens in that second half. Well, Muschamp gets fired.
the Florida buses, they got to get rolling. They need 2 more wins.
They're not making a bowl.
They're going to beat Georgia Southern.
They're not making a bowl.
Did you say they're going to beat Georgia Southern? You sounded very...
You sound that. You say that with like confidence.
Well, we know what happens when I pick teams. So.
Oh, you just cursed them.
Yeah. Don't curse Georgia Southern. No!
I'm not even going to say anything.
Oh, dude.
They don't deserve to be cursed.
Can we talk about Will Muschamp real quick?
Sure.
Let's make it quick.
Man, my situation with this is yesterday in his post-game press conference. First off, at halftime, did you hear he punched a chalkboard?
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Did he break it?
Obviously, he did something to his finger.
The players say they didn't see it, but they heard it.
Will, you got to control yourself, bro. Come on.
That's awesome.
It's going downhill.
Well, he's losing control of himself. That's
one
thing.
He's throwing gasoline on the dumpster fire.
But number two, this really irked me yesterday. When he's like, to hell with me, I'm worried about the kids. That's fine. The kids have fought their butts off. There's a lot of negativity out here, and some of our fans need to get a grip. They really do. I'm sorry. You answer to the fans, my friend. The fans are not happy with your performance. They're not happy with what you're doing with the theme. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of negativity. Do you think if you were 8-4, there'd be negativity? No, there wouldn't be. But you haven't.
Not as much.
There'd still be some negativity, but it's not on the players. It's on you because you're a terrible coach.
Well, as the coach, too, you're the representative of the team. You're the face of the team, especially in intercollegiate athletics. You know, they're not really interviewing the players
the big
as much
word,
as the coach.
Intercollegiate. Intercollegiate.
I didn't want to bust it out just to like show off, but
yeah. My point is this: you beat Georgia Southern and get the monkey off your back, get a win, and then
the sad thing is beating Georgia Southern gets the monkey off your back. That's what this has come to.
Step your game up, Will Muschamp. How about that? That's
get
all I'm
better.
Telling you. Get better.
Five straight losses.
Five.
Five.
That's crazy.
Could Florida State start their backup in that game?
And win that game? Absolutely.
Not even win. I would say dominate.
As long as it's a quarterback with the last name that starts with the little letter W, they're good.
It's not. Are you going with that theory?
It's still working, is it not?
No.
Jacob Coker is out with knee surgery, and then we have Sean McGuire. Florida State has Sean McGuire. But
ACC wrap-up next here on the Holton Yards, Cincinnati XL 92.5.
Would you cut me off?
College football, the whole 10 yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM, Wally Olligan.
We need sponsors.
Adrian Wade.
For a dollar a day, you can sponsor our show.
Matt Ziegler.
Please sponsor us. Please.
Shameless plugs all day, and we don't care.
Nope.
Right? Right.
Nope.
Not
right.
at all.
Joey was on the line, but we lost him. Joey, if you want to give me a call back, I would love to hear your thoughts on Muschamp, I believe, 641-1010. We'll give you a few minutes of airtime if you would like. I'm being generous here.
It's a trap.
He is a generous
host. Don't call. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yo, shut up.
Yes.
Again, Joey, 641-1010. Give us a call, please.
And now it's not even like callers. Joey, we're talking specifically to you.
Joey in the blue sedan.
How crazy would it be if he was actually driving a blue sedan?
Like, I could see you.
That is funny.
What you may not know is Wally takes the show and he's driving.
Yeah, I didn't see you at that red light.
It's ringing. It's ringing.
Here he comes.
Joey for the win.
In the meantime, can we talk ACC football? I think he wants to get into Muschamp.
We'll talk Winston. That's really all there's to talk about, right? Am I right?
Well, Duke beat
Nothing
Miami.
To talk about.
No, it's
yeah,
not
exactly.
It's Tom.
It's a non-story.
All right, Tom. You talked me into it.
Yeah, guys, got a question.
Yep.
As a Browns fan, I don't get much coverage down here. What is their chance of making the playoffs this year, honestly?
The Browns?
Yeah.
We'll take this off the air. Now,
not
Tom.
Not good at all.
Wait.
Just
are we being trolled right now?
I think we got trolled hard.
Is it because of the time slot? Is that why that just happened?
Do they think I'm Mel Kiper?
Tom, just so you know, we're going to be nice. We're gonna adjust on the fly for you. The whole 10 yards is a college show. But because we're all knowledgeable, and we love the Browns, not really because we hate Ohio.
I don't hate Ohio.
Whoa, I don't mind Ohio. Yeah.
I hate Ohio.
Anywho.
Okay.
The Browns
down.
Are...
Simmer.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
No.
Thank you. Goodbye.
No. They're not making the playoffs.
They don't have a shot.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
In eight.
Well, it's not that they don't have a shot. Their division is actually still up for the air.
The Bengals are going to run away with the Bengals.
Andy Dalton.
Yep. And then the Browns aren't going to win a wild card.
Red-headed Rocket. A.J. Green and the Hail Marys that they lose. But, I can't really spend too much time on the Browns because they're the Browns, and they're in Cleveland.
And college.
But, Tom, we appreciate your call.
Congrats on that first-round pick you stole from the Colts, though.
Yes.
Yeah, good job. Attaboy.
Smart.
ACC wrap-up. Jameis Winston is really all I want to talk about here.
Why feed the beast?
What is it, though?
Feed the beast.
I'm on the opposite side. I want the beast to die because I don't think it's anything. I don't think it's anything. It's going to blow over. I think if Jameis Winston isn't Jameis Winston, does this come out?
No. It's the world we live in.
If Florida State's 5-5, does this come out?
No.
Yeah. I think it's a product of the media and the 24-hour news cycle.
It's Cam Newton syndrome.
Yeah, right.
Johnny Manziel in the offseason.
Well, Johnny Manziel's
He was begging for it, but at the same time, the national media was happy to oblige and give him all the coverage. And I mean, he was on the cover of was it Sports Illustrated with or was Time or something?
I think he was on Time.
He was on Time, yeah, talking about how he's gonna be an awful adult when he leaves college because he spends his money erratically, and I don't know. Yeah, the Jameis Winston thing's nothing. It's stupid.
Yeah, the Cam Newton conspiracy, and then when Johnny Football was going through his Heisman thing, all you heard about was Scooby-Doo costumes and how much he loved his grandfather.
What? Yep.
Scooby-Doo costumes.
Now Jameis Winston.
I missed that memo.
I did too.
Uh-oh.
Y'all didn't hear about the Scooby costume?
I did not.
What?
I did not.
You're pointing, but I'm looking at the back of a monitor.
I want it to be
Joey.
Yeah, the whole Jameis Winston thing, the story itself is sad because if the story is to be true, you know, some woman was violated, and that is not cool.
No,
but,
right.
You know, for a story to come out that when something like this happened last year and you're bringing it up now to light and the story doesn't really, it's not congruent, it doesn't really fit.
It doesn't faze him though.
It seems very fishy.
He played
like
really
fish
well
fillet
yesterday.
Sandwich from McDonald's. It smells like that.
It does.
It just made him more efficient.
As far as the ACC title game is looking, Florida State is going. Did they lock it up officially?
I believe so.
Yesterday.
Locked it up.
Yeah.
I think last week.
And Duke.
When they speak we.
Duke controls their own destiny. They're 4-2. Florida State, is that going to be game, Florida State-Duke?
It'd be fun to watch, but it's not going to be
watch.
Not gonna be really
Florida
be
State
anything.
Kill Duke or not?
Well, Duke's got to get through Wake Forest and North Carolina, so yeah, it'll be Duke and Florida State.
Duke-North Carolina football game has some relevancy this
year. I can't believe it. That's weird.
Weird. Boston College 38-21 over NC State, and Marco is on the line. Marco, how are you?
Okay, guys, I want to ask you a question. Do you really think that if Florida State's 5-5 right now, it's a non-story? If it's they're 5-5, the guy's kicked off the team probably.
It's not as big of a national story because we wouldn't be talking about Jameis Winston as a Heisman contender and all
that. I think
the
thing we're getting at is this is from last, December, right?
Yeah.
So I think the thing that I'm saying is if they're 5-5, this doesn't even come out.
Especially not as a national story the way it is.
Yeah, not a national story.
He's still reprimanded,
though. Well, not a national story still, but there's so many pro football players have been getting in trouble for stuff like this. It's almost like, you know, if you go on a date, you got to get your date to sign a waiver here saying you consent to having sex or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting ridiculous. But, I mean, when you're in that situation, you're the quarterback of Florida State, and, you know, you really, I don't know, it seems like the guy's freewheeling a little bit too much, you know, when you're in a situation like that. But, you know, if the story's true, it's a heinous situation. And so many people down here are so worried about, oh, Florida State's got a great team. We have a chance to win the national championship, and they're not looking at the big picture here. But that's all I got, by the way. The Ravens are going to come back and win the AFC North anyway.
Yeah, I hear you, Marco.
I appreciate it, Marco.
I do agree with you, buddy.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Oh, that was a good call. AFL.
NFL. Now we're going away.
NFL and NCAA in one call. And I agree with him. You do have to look at the big picture. I think he's meaning the whole
situation.
Rape issue.
Yeah.
You do have to look at that. But my thing is, I just don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Well, we'll see next week or the week after when they...
I've always
been one of those people that says, let the story kind of play out and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know what else we're going to play out?
Pick 'em.
Pick 'em when we come back here on the whole 10 yards, Cincinnati XL, 92.5 FM.
Gators, Seminoles, Canes. The whole 10 yards on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Clayton Tinkle, Wally Oligan.
Sponsor our show.
Adrian Wade.
Hey.
Matt Ziegler.
Sponsor our show. Se habla español as well.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hola. Buenos dias.
There you go. Diversifying.
Eric is on the line and wants to talk Gators before Pick'em. Eric, you're on the clock.
What's going on, guys? Got a quick Heisman question. Better chance than Heisman this year, Joel Schmange or Brady Quinn? I'll take it off the air.
Eric with the drive-thru. I like it, brother.
I like
Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm going Brady Quinn.
I'm taking Joel Schmange.
Joel Schmange.
I like Brady Quinn.
It's been a weird show, man.
Yeah, that was great. What? We were going to say something, or were we just going right into
Pick'em? No, we're going to
Pick'em.
Going into Pickle.
Five games.
How did last week go?
You'd like to know. First off, let me go ahead and announce our winner from last week, a Chuck, who I laughed at.
What's up, Chuck?
Because I'm 12 years old. Went 4-1 and was our winner last week. So, Chuck, you'll be able to pick up your shirt here at the station. We'll get you more information on that. Now, as far as the in-studio crew here, Clayton, you went 2-3 last week.
Georgia
and Stanford.
Stanford.
And picking Miami.
What?
Adrian. You went 1-4.
Ooh, that's
Adrian.
That's
rough.
Now, Matt.
Yeah.
You went 3-2.
Ah.
But.
What? 4-1?
You are looking at the new leader. 4-1.
Wally made it.
I am now the current pick leader.
Look at you.
34-21. Clayton, you're 32-23. Matt, you're at 33-22.
So I'm down one.
And Adrian, you're at 31-24.
So I'm down one.
You're down one game.
Adrian.
Wait, no.
We gotta make this
You're down two. He's down one.
Yeah. We got to make this happen, all right? Yeah, we need to be 1-2.
I got it. I've been playing games with you fools the whole time.
So who knows what's
up now?
Well,
you have picking against
go ahead and get on the line. 641-1010. We're going to give away some free t-shirts if you you beat your pupils in the pick'em contest.
Pupils?
Like your eyes?
Speaking of eyes, yeah. My eyes are beautiful.
They are.
You now that I got rid of the black rims.
You got baby blues.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he got rid of the black rims, but apparently you... Yeah,
you're like an eight-year-old now.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Didn't some woman at a gas station, like, threaten to cut your eyes out or something?
Yeah, I'll tell the story real quick. It was the day I got my contacts. I'm leaving my house to go get gas. And I walk in the gas station. She looks at me, tilts her head. Can I kill you and take your eyes? What?
That ruined my day.
Yeah. I was like, I need 20 on 7, please. Yeah.
Just ring me up.
I need an adult.
Stranger danger.
I need an adult. All right, so here's this week's games. We've got Baylor at Oklahoma State, Texas A&M at LSU, Arizona State at UCLA, Vanderbilt at Tennessee, and here's the kicker, Florida A&M at Bethune-Cookman. We got some HBCU college football coming at you, so let's go ahead and get these picks in.
Just for you, Josh. And Rick is our first contestant. Rick, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. We're ready great. To pick?
Martavius Mingo.
What's going on today?
Someone else for the Browns.
Okay.
Martavius Mingo.
I hear you. All right, so Baylor, Oklahoma State.
We're going to go Oklahoma State. Those gold helmets were horrible last night.
I liked them.
Yeah, they were all right. Texas A&M, LSU.
Oh, that's LSU.
All right. Arizona State at UCLA.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm actually going to take Arizona State for the upset.
Well, it's not really an upset, but I hear you.
Asian girls everywhere.
Vanderbilt at Tennessee.
That's going to be Vandy.
Vandy. Florida A&M at Bethune-Cookman.
I know nothing about either one of these teams.
I'm going to go FAMU.
All right. Got you locked in.
The Fighting Machine Mathises are going to go down.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Martavius Mingo.
What is this?
It is the best name in sports.
That is the best name.
I cut him off. My bad. I didn't know you were done, Rick.
He's going to say Robert something.
Oh.
641-1010. Call us up. We still need two more people for college pickup. Adrian, let's go ahead and get your picks in, dude.
All right, can you go through the games? I didn't write them down.
Oh, come on. You're killing me. Baylor at Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Texas A&M at LSU.
Johnny football. In your face, Clayton. Look over here. Yeah. Johnny football.
Wow. Arizona State at UCLA.
Give me Arizona State.
Okay.
I've been picking against them and looking real bad.
Yep. Vandy at Tennessee.
Terrible game in a terrible state. No, I have family in Tennessee. Let me go with the Volunteers.
The Volunteer struggle.
Tennessee. All right. And Florida A&M at Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune-Cookman all day. Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah. All right.
I'm doing some research so we know what's going on.
Matt, let's go ahead and get your picks locked in.
All right. I'm going Baylor.
Okay.
Texas A&M LSU. That's a good game. That's at LSU?
It's at LSU.
I'm going LSU. I love Johnny and all, but I just feel like that's a game LSU pulls out. They're going to be upset about that Alabama loss.
All right, Arizona State at UCLA.
UCLA.
Asian girls everywhere.
UCLA.
Vandy, Tennessee. I'm going to go Tennessee. I don't know why you guys hate them so much. Like, the Tennessee struggle, like, make fun of
it's
them.
It's the Volunteer struggle, Matt. Struggle.
Get it right.
Sorry.
Dang.
That's why I'm not a part of it.
Yeesh.
And FAMU, Bethune-Cookman. I'm going FAMU.
All right.
Get it.
Rattlers.
That's right. Rattler born, rattler bred.
You want to take Chase?
Yeah. Is this really?
Take Chase.
Chase, is this Chase?
I was just about
to... Yeah, it is.
Chase.
I was just about to say, too, part of the reason I took LSU. I could see Chase in my mind when I had to pick the Texas A&M LSU game, and I was like, nah, I went against LSU last week. I can't do it again.
Knock him out, Chase.
All right. What is it?
Baylor, okay, State.
Baylor.
All right.
We got Baylor, LSU, Arizona State. What was the next one?
Vandy at Tennessee.
Vandy, and then Bethune-Cookman.
All right, we got you locked in, buddy.
I think Chase goes.
All right, man. Appreciate
Thanks for calling. I'll see you later this afternoon.
Chase is another member of the EastsidePerspective.com. Check that out if you want to.
All right, last caller we have is Greg.
Greg, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Let's go ahead and get your picks locked in. Baylor versus Oklahoma State.
Baylor.
All right. Texas A&M, LSU.
Texas A&M.
Arizona State, UCLA.
I don't think that was a team.
I'm trying to go a little different than the other guys, but I'll say Arizona State.
All right. Vandy at Tennessee.
Vandy.
All right. Last but not least, FAMU at Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune.
All right. We got you locked in.
Thanks for your call, Greg. Well, yeah, good luck, and hopefully you win. Wally, your picks.
My picks. Here we go. I'm taking Baylor.
Boom. Has anybody picked OSU?
Nope.
I did.
I'm taking LSU, which I'm starting to like Mettenberger, which scares me.
Zachy Zach.
Yep. Arizona State.
No UCLA love.
No UCLA love. Brett Hundley. Got some work to do. I'm taking Vandy. And I am going to take the Rattlers.
Yeah.
All right. I did some research because I had no idea. Bethune-Cookman is 6-1 on the year. And Florida A&M's 2-5.
Okay.
They can't score. They've lost two in a row. They allow a lot of points.
Your answers.
Your picks, please,
Your
sir.
Picks, please. Yes.
They're 3-8 overall.
Your picks.
Bethune-Cookman's 9-2 overall.
Your picks.
So Bethune-Cookman, I'm going to go ahead and knock that one out of the way. Bethune-Cookman beats FAMU.
All right.
Okay.
Beats Vandy?
Beats FAMU.
Oh.
Baylor, Oklahoma State, I said I was going to do this in
You take
in
Oklahoma
production.
State so you don't
Oklahoma
kill them.
State.
Thank you.
I think Baylor wins, but Oklahoma State is my pick.
All right.
I'm not jinxing anyone.
Texas A&M?
LSU. Who'd you guys pick?
It's split.
It's between who?
I picked a team with no defense.
So Texas A&M?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Who'd you pick?
I picked LSU.
I don't care about you. You're losing. LSU.
All right.
I'm ahead of you by a game, sir.
Yeah, oh. You need to pay attention.
But you keep doing what you're doing.
Arizona State, UCLA.
Who'd you pick?
Make your picks.
Matt, who'd you pick?
I picked UCLA.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you lying to me?
No.
Oh, Brett Hundley, UCLA.
How many touchdowns did Miles Jack get this week?
2.
0.
I'll say 3.
Vandy at Tennessee.
Who'd you pick, Matt?
Tennessee.
Who'd you pick, Wally?
Vandy.
Ooh. The volunteer struggle ends against Vandy.
So not even going to ask me, huh?
Nope.
No.
Just look me in the face and ask everyone else.
Look me in the face.
I ain't got no worries.
I'm looking you in your eyes.
Just ignored me. Like.
So I'm going to recapture the lead this week and pick them.
Nah,
That's the game plan. Serious note, though, if anybody's listening, that's not a complete creeper and wants to come watch the games this weekend, Oklahoma State and Baylor.
Come on down.
Feel free and hang out with the 10 Yards crew. It'll be fun.
We should go somewhere. Let's not subject your house to...
I have to work.
Random, yeah. Like, callers.
You're inviting serial killers to your house. I'm not coming.
Bring your kids, eh?
No.
bring the girls.
next week, 9:30 to 11, the whole 10 Yards is back.
If you have sponsors, sponsor us, please.
Yes, Barkevious Mingo, I'm talking to you. Listen up.
And the Browns.
And the Browns.
And the Browns.
Yeah, but if you're someone with a lot of money and you've enjoyed listening to this broadcast, how would you like to be a part of
a young kid's dream?
It's a dream. And
we're going to be here for a long time. But
the whole 10 yards, Tinson XL, 92.5 FM. Any last words?
Get another bottom floor.
This song is awesome.
Sponsorship, please.
We're back next week, 9:30 to 11.
Your 1010XL in stereo at 92.5 FM. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.